El Chapo's son moved out of Mexican prison. Extradited to U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 15, 2023. Mexican authorities moved Ovidio El Ratón Guzmán out of a maximum security prison for extradition to the United States. Guzmán is the son of imprisoned drug lord Joaquín El Chapo Guzmán. On Friday afternoon, Mexican federal forces went to a maximum security prison called Altiplano and, under a heavy security operation, moved Ovidio Guzmán by helicopter out of the facility. Ovidio's father, El Chapo Guzmán, is currently serving a life term in prison in the U.S. for his role as the top leader of the Sinaloa cartel. Agentes de Interpol sacan a Ovidio Guzmán, del Altiplano. Un grupo de elementos de Interpol sacó hoy al hijo del Chapo Guzmán del Penal Federal. Se lo llevaron en helicóptero. La FGR Mexico tenía una orden de aprehension con fines de extradición en su versus. Detalles en el telediario pic.twitter.com/WSTPMVNLC1. Carlos Jiménez, at C4 Jiménez, September 15, 2023. Due to the secretive nature of the operation, it remains unclear when Ovidio's actual extradition occurred. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland revealed Ovidio was extradited to the U.S. on Friday. Today, as a result of United States and Mexico law enforcement cooperation, Ovidio Guzmán López, a leader of the Sinaloa cartel, was extradited to the United States, Garland said in a written statement. This action is the most recent step in the Justice Department's effort to attack every aspect of the cartel's operations, the Attorney General continued. The fight against the cartels has involved incredible courage by United States law enforcement and Mexican law enforcement and military service members, many of whom have given their lives in the pursuit of justice. Garland expressed his gratitude to the Mexican government for their cooperation. He added that his agency will continue holding those responsible for the opioid epidemic to account. As Breitbart Texas reported, earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Justice announced a large-scale indictment against the younger Guzmán and his brothers, who are known as Los Chapitos, on numerous drug trafficking charges. Los Chapitos is largely blamed for the ongoing fentanyl crisis in the U.S. since the criminal organization is behind the large-scale manufacture, smuggling, and distribution of the deadly drug. Ovidio Guzmán gained international fame in October 2019 when hundreds of Sinaloa cartel gunmen stormed the city of Culiacán after Mexican federal forces had arrested him. The cartel gunmen threatened the city with terror-style attacks and violence against military forces and their families if the government did not release Ovidio Guzmán. In a historic turn of events at the time, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador ordered the release of the young kingpin. Guzmán continued working with his brothers by running their faction of the Sinaloa cartel until January 2023, when Breitbart Texas reported a large-scale military operation that led to his second arrest. Cartel gunmen once again tried to rescue the young kingpin. However, military forces fought back in a series of shootouts where 29 individuals died and 35 others sustained injuries. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the Managing Director and Editor-in-Chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.